You are listening to Phil Hewlett and Friends. I'm Phil Hewlett. I thank you for tuning in. This is the talk show where you get nothing but fun, informative, sometimes unexpected conversation about the stories you care about. You'll hear from the experts, authors, and others, and we hope to put a little smile on your face along the way. On today's show, has America's love affair with the automobile finally come to an end? Plus, our movie guy joins us live to review the flicks from a couple Best Actress Oscar hopefuls. I bet you know their names. Let's meet the friends. Delivering your favorite stories in perfect pitch, Aaron Myers is here.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. It's just not sounding like it. If you're Mariah Carey, we'll play a little audio of her most recent performance for you.
He's happiest when the children are crying. It's Jay Campidonia.
Speaking of Christmas, I'm going to tell you how to make dozens of kids cry all at once.
And trying to catch the man in a lie, Chris Martin is here.
People are flocking to get their flu shots filled, but the latest findings say injecting yourself with the virus might not help you out this year.
All right.
Wonderful.
Yeah. I don't know. Something tells me that that's what we've been saying all along. I just don't want to be the next Jenny McCarthy.
Well, I can't believe I took a little prick for nothing.
What?
Hey-o.
We went from flocking a tree to that? All right, let's get the show started. Aaron, with you, oh my gosh. Did you hear Mariah Carey? She was on the Rockefeller tree lighting thing, and what do you say?
Well, most people are saying not such nice things today about it. NBC aired the lighting last night of the Christmas tree, and Mariah Carey performed live. She was supposed to actually pre-record the day before, but she didn't show up on time. I guess she was 3 hours late because she was talking to her divorce attorney.
Diva.
Well, now she's probably wishing she did pre-record. She's saying, "All I Want for Christmas Is You," her kind of hit song. Well, take a listen to how she sounded. This audio,
make
though.
My wish come true. All I want for Christmas. You.
Oh, man.
It's pretty painful. I will say, though, that was raw microphone feed. So it didn't sound as bad in the actual performance, but it still wasn't great.
Well, wait a minute. If you're a great singer, raw microphone feed is what you're looking for, right?
Right.
Yes.
Sounds like a bad karaoke performance.
Well, you know, maybe she had a cold.
Whatever.
That makes me go, I can be a famous singer when you hear something like that. My friends sing karaoke, and they sound a lot better than that, too. So
I have to say this. I have heard some other female pop artists strip down like that, namely like Britney Spears, Kesha, some of these girls.
Oh, yeah.
She's not nearly as bad as a lot of the other pop stars.
Well, she's Mariah Carey. Yeah. I mean, she's a great singer.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're probably right. It's probably cold outside.
Yeah.
There's a giant protest going on, a block over.
She's 20 years older than she was when she first released that record.
That's
she's
right.
Maybe 20 pounds heavier. I don't know.
Well,
am I being generous?
A little bit.
She looks a little bigger than that.
Yeah, we all gain weight.
What?
At some point,
never.
Right? Yeah.
What?
A little bit.
You never gain weight?
Nope, I've always been fat.
All right, very good. So that was awful. Has she commented about it since?
She's not really saying much, but everybody else is on Twitter and Facebook. Yeah, yeah. People aren't being overly nice.
The Gawker headline I read this morning, does Mariah Carey's voice know it's Christmas?
Oh, that's such a great song, and she ruined it for
me.
It's her song. She wrote it, did she not? Or somebody close to her wrote it.
Yeah, she paid for it somehow.
She made the song famous. Another famous woman, perhaps the most powerful woman on the planet at the moment, is Taylor Swift. And has she just ruined somebody's career?
She may have. Yeah, this is what we're hearing. She performed at Victoria's Secret fashion show in London just a little bit ago. And one of the models was actually missing this year, Jessica Hart. And she was there last year, but she made a couple comments about Taylor not really fitting in with the models. And she was kind of out of place. Well, this year, Taylor Swift apparently said she didn't want her there, and she was not.
Oh,
so
God.
Jessica Hart was not walking in the Victoria's Secret fashion show this year.
Oh, poor Jessica.
Yeah.
Is Taylor Swift officially the most powerful woman in show business right now?
She's the most annoying.
She's talked about a lot. Powerful, and she's selling more records than anybody.
And they're calling her little group of friends now, too, like the new Rat Pack with her and Lorde and Selena and... this little group of powerful women.
You can't give her that power. Again, I will say this again. I don't need a 15-year-old girl telling me about my love life.
She's not 15 anymore.
She's 22, and I've heard the latest song.
Really? Have
which
you?
Which proves it.
Oh, it's just terrible. All of it is terrible. It's all, you know, it's not her. It's the machine. And that's the thing.
Well, you could say that about Katy Perry.
I will say that about Katy Perry, but I'll tell you what, Katy Perry is much better to look at. I'll tell you that much. That's number one.
See? What kind of
justification? I don't need a 15-year-old girl telling me how to run my love life. That's number one. And number two, they give them so much power. Why would you do that?
Well, they could learn a thing or two from Kenny Loggins.
That's right. Now, you see, if everybody did like I do, listen to Kenny every day, you would be...
That's Jay's alarm clock in the morning.
It really is.
What's his most favorite, like, famous song, Kenny Loggins?
Probably Danger Zone, Caddyshack, you know?
Caddyshack.
I'll Be All Right.
Yeah, all right.
He did all those 80s movies.
Is Taylor Swift a mean girl?
Well, if she got somebody fired, you might think so, yes. But apparently mean girls, they exist, but mean boys are around more. That's what a new study says. It was published in the Journal of Aggressive Behavior. It analyzed
The what? The Journal of Aggressive Behavior?
Of Aggressive Behavior. So,
I got to
yes.
get that on my coffee table.
Yeah, right.
Well, apparently 96% of students that they surveyed have said something nasty about another person, and apparently boys do it more than girls. And girls actually tend to be the victims of it more often, though.
Well, that's because we like you.
So you pick on us.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
yeah,
does
you
happen.
Stupid head.
Yeah, guys do. They my mom said once a guy slammed her hand into a locker, and that was how he showed her.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, and then asked her to, like, go to prom.
Yeah, pretty much, with her new broken fingers.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift is a skinny girl, isn't she?
Yeah, she's very skinny. She fits in with the Victoria's Secret models in that sense.
She would fit within the gap of Jessica Hart's buck teeth.
Oh.
Have you seen photos of her?
Yeah.
She's got a freeway tunnel between her two front teeth.
Freeway
there.
Tunnel. Yes.
Who's that? Jessica Hart's the model. That
Jessica Hart, H-A-R-T.
She got eight bald. Okay.
Gorgeous lady.
Yeah,
but she's got a gap bigger than David Letterman's.
The gap is in.
It is.
Yes. Well, I thought we were talking about thigh gap on Tuesday.
Yeah,
but
yes, teeth gap too.
Teeth gap is in as well.
Yeah, watch those gap comments.
Yes, I have a little one too. Apparently, I didn't realize.
I see the resurgence of the Gap band. Can they go on tour now?
Oh, gosh.
You dropped a bomb on me.
The best part about the Victoria's Secret runway show is when Ariana Grande took an elbow from one of the models.
And nice. Then got hit with the wings.
Yeah,
the
she's
Secret
like,
wings.
You know, dancing around, doing her thing, little Pop-Tart, and then all of a sudden, boom.
See, that's what she gets for trying to tell you how to run your love life.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Thank you, Phil.
You're welcome, Jay. Do you have anything to tell us today that's going to, I don't know, cheer up the children?
Absolutely. I'm going to tell you how to make dozens of them cry right now. So there is a giant Christmas parade in Wales, okay, over across the pond.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like the Hollywood parade. So there's, like, you know, performers and, you know, it's on TV and thousands of people go and they watch this thing. Well, Santa comes by and the kids are going ape. I mean, they're screaming, they're yelling. This is their Taylor Swift, right?
Sure.
This is their Elvis. It's Santa Claus. They want toys. They're screaming out their Christmas list. Well, at the end of the parade, the police thought it would be best to put him in the back of a riot van.
Oh.
And leave.
Uh-oh.
Dozens of kids at the end of the parade saw Santa being escorted into the back of this van, and then the lights flash and everything. It looked like he was being arrested.
Hauled away in the paddy wagon.
All of the TV reporters focus on the kids, and they're crying, "Hey, why are you crying? Santa got arrested. I'm not going to get toys." And I laughed. I thought it was kind of cute. It's very funny. So all the conversation. Can you imagine the conversation on the way home with your kids?
Well,
Santa's still
teachable
coming.
Moment.
Yes.
So, but police said they'd go, look, we apologize to all the parents out there. And, you know, we needed to get him out and away and safe and out of costume. Yeah. What would you rather have us do?
Yeah.
He takes off the beard in front of you or we can haul him away. Mm.
True.
As
There's
fast as possible.
Nothing worse than the beard coming off or the, you know, the reveal. Every sports team has a mascot, right?
Mm-hmm.
I worked for a minor league hockey team for a while, the Long Beach Ice Dogs.
Oh, yeah.
And the regular mascot guy, the mascot's name was Spike. The regular guy was a great skater, great dancer, just a real good pantomimer, which you have to be, you know, if you're in that character outfit.
Sure.
You're not talking or anything. Everything's got to be body language. Just a great mascot. Anyway, they weren't going to pay him the money that he wanted, so he quit. And they got some intern to be the guy.
Oh, boy.
First night, he's out there. He looks like he's never been on skates before. All of a sudden, all the swagger from the mascot is gone. Poor Spike looks like a sad sack. The guy falls on the ice, and his head rolls off.
That's awesome.
And I'm looking around, and the kids are in shock. They're horrified,
really?
And a couple of kids are
Headless
laughing.
Spike.
But, yeah, just it's one of those moments that you don't want to happen, and certainly not with Santa Claus.
Well, yeah, when you're 5 years old, that's the greatest. That's Jesus.
Yeah.
You know?
But so you tell the kids, well, even the cops back at the precinct need gifts.
Yeah, something to that effect. Hey, yeah. Is that what you would tell your daughters?
I think so.
I would say that they were escorting him back to his sleigh and all his reindeer.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Or I'd say his sleigh and his reindeer got a parking ticket, and so now they're going to work it out back at the station. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yeah, they found a bag of something.
Yeah. All right, to get a flu shot or not to get a flu shot, the health authorities have said something that may sway you one way or the other, and Chris is going to tell you about that next here on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Portsacall Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials as well as the South Bay's best bottomless champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsacall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553. It's Phil Hewlett and Friends. But see, you knew that, and we thank you for tuning in. I'm Phil, Aaron, Jay, and Chris are all here. We're the friends, and we count you among us. And here we go. The argument is stoked now by the health officials, Chris. Should we or should we not get a flu shot?
And it's still going to be up to you after the latest findings. But let me try to give you the evidence without putting too much technical mumbo-jumbo in there.
Yeah.
For the last 2 months, the CDC has been taking samplings of flu cases for this particular flu season.
Yeah.
In less than half of the samples that they took were the viruses a good match for the current vaccine, which means that the virus has already drifted, is the word that they're using. So we're injecting everybody with this AH3N2 vaccine, and the flu viruses, for the vast majority, is already past that vaccination.
Oh, so it's useless?
Not useless. They're saying that less than half the cases it is effective for, and they're saying that it still can help with some of the major symptoms. So like the CDC is saying, we still encourage you to go get your flu shots, but they're also telling doctors to get ready to start using antiviral medications and all this if people come in with major symptoms.
Because when you say it's drifted, does that mean there's another mutation of the flu out there that the vaccine doesn't address?
Right, exactly. And from what I can understand, the virus sort of fluctuates between only a handful of different mutations. You know, like it was H1N1, now it's H3N2. So from year to year, it sort of changes, but they also said get ready for more hospital visits for more people.
Lovely.
Suffering major flu symptoms and possibly more deaths for the older and younger people that can't fight it off.
And so, but the CDC's mantra still is get your flu shot.
They still say get your flu shot. It's a precautionary measure. I'm not one of the people that does. I've already actually had a cold. I figure once you've got it, you've sort of got an immunity on it for the rest of the season.
Well, I think my wife got the flu. She didn't get a flu shot. Yeah. I didn't get the flu shot, but I think she got one of those where it's like you just went to one of those masseuses in Thailand, you know, where they beat the crap out of you. You know what I'm talking about?
No, yes. I do not.
Where you leave with bruises all over your body. That's what she felt like, and the head cold and the whole thing.
So, that's a flu.
And that lasted like 3-4 days.
Oof.
And
no, thank you.
I didn't get it, but I didn't get the flu shot either.
There you go. Look at that.
Last time I got the flu shot, I got the flu.
You're Iron Man.
Well, you better knock on wood, too, because the season's just started, my friend.
Yeah. Oh, great. Okay. Hey, you want to know what the most popular dog names
Yes.
R for 2014?
I do.
All right.
I
good.
Really did.
Good. I have
Wait,
a list.
You got more coming in?
No, I've okay. stopped that for a while.
Okay, good.
You know, and I get that people tend to pick fairly generic, trendy names for their babies, but why go conservative with your dog, right? It's not like you're going to get bullied as a kid. They have problems getting a job later, but dogs don't. They're fine. VetStreet.com just released their annual list of the most popular puppy names, and it's pretty predictable. Bella was the top name for female dog for the 8th year in a row, and Max was the top name for male dogs for the 9th year in
wow.
a row.
That's good. Those are cute names, cute dog names.
Yeah, all right. Top 10 names for female dogs, Bella, Daisy, Lucy, Sadie, Molly, Lola, Sophie, Zoe, Luna, and Chloe.
Luna, that's one of my dog's names.
Something I noticed here, and I think without any exceptions, these are all human names.
Yep. Yes.
That's very common now to name your pet human names.
Yes, because people humanize their, mm-hmm. their animals, don't they? Top 10 names for male dogs, Max, Charlie, Rocky, Buddy, Cooper, Duke, Bear. I can think there's some guys named Bear.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Zeus, Bentley, and Toby.
Aww.
Those are cute names, cute dog names.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a Charlie, too, but she's a girl.
By the way, only one of those 20 names overlaps with the most popular human baby names that came out earlier this week. Zoe made the list of the top 10 most popular names for both female dogs and people.
But again, a weird name.
Zoe.
Zoe.
Yeah.
It's like an oddball name. It's not as odd as like Apple
yeah.
or, you know, Orange Crayon
well,
or whatever.
Celebrity. Wasn't the yeah. wasn't the first popular Zoe out there? Was Dave, didn't David Bowie name a kid Zoe?
Zoe Bowie.
Bowie. Yeah. yeah.
Zoe Bowie.
Which is cool.
That's horrible.
It's cool, but it,
no.
it's
oddball.
Zoe, it's odd.
Zoe Bowie.
Yeah.
That's not cute.
Then you got
yeah.
Zoe Deschanel.
Yeah, that's better.
Zoe Saldana.
Yeah.
I don't even know who that is.
Oh, yes, you do.
Oh. oh, yes. You're sorry you know who she
oh,
is.
All
yeah.
right. One of those. All
Big
right.
Star
I got
Trek.
You.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, you love when you get in an airline, Aaron, and all of a sudden you find yourself in a seat much more expensive than what you paid for.
Yeah, when it happens and you don't have to pay for it, that's great. But Singapore Airlines, they're not happy right now. They had a computer glitch over the weekend, which let 900 business class tickets be sold for coach prices. So I guess tickets that were $6,000 were being sold for like
$3,500.
But now they're asking people to pay the difference. And
yeah,
no.
they're asking people to pay it back.
After they already took the flight?
It doesn't say if they've taken the flight. It
okay.
just says they have the tickets.
like, Elizabeth, you know, that was a great flight, but you can't get off this until you make up the difference. Okay.
yeah, and the difference can be up to $5,000. So,
oh!
Yeah, not nice. Not a good way to start off your Christmas
yeah.
season.
No way.
No, that's not good publicity there. They're
no.
going to have to figure that
but
out.
But it's not their problem. It's not the passenger's problem. I bought something that you published, and that's
yeah.
the way it is.
They shouldn't. I don't think you should have
Go
to pay
kick
it back.
Rocks.
Even if they catch it before you get on
yeah.
the plane. You
I don't
shouldn't
care.
Have to pay. You shouldn't
nope.
have to. All right.
You
or
sold
if they
me
just
something.
Said, look, you're just going back to the economy. That's all.
Well, Jay, sometimes you just can't get it back if they take it away.
That's very true. A guy in California, right? He gets busted. Talking about taking things away. A doctor, a surgeon in California, in Fullerton, which is just down the road here a couple miles, is now on probation because he took away the wrong kidney from a guy.
Uh-oh.
Oops.
Kidney surgery?
Kidney surgery. So
Wrong
evidently,
kidney.
Evidently, and I kind of am a cold about the story because he's a 59-year-old federal inmate, so I could really care less. but the doctor is supposed to be like, you know, a surgeon. He's and he did it at a reputable hospital, St. Jude Medical Center in Fullerton, which is a big name.
Mm-hmm. It's a big deal.
Huge deal, right?
Over there on Harbor Boulevard.
Oh, you know where I'm talking about.
I've been there.
There you go. Well, have you met a Dr. Coonan Strait?
He has my kidney.
No. yeah, right? Evidently, the inmate was having some kidney problems, so they did a scan, and they said, okay, we got to take this one out, blah, blah, blah. Surgery goes off without a hitch, and then the guy continues to have kidney problems. They run another CT scan, and it turns out the doctor goofed. So he's been put on probation.
Uh-oh.
He has to do – this is actually kind of funny. He has to go to a 60-day course, a refresher course, on how to read CT scans.
No.
And the hospital was
wow.
fined $100,000 for the Department of Health – from the Department of Health. A 2006 study in the Journal of American Medicine suggested that wrong-site surgeries are rare. So it happens once every 10 years.
Got
Something
it.
Will be removed – that well, shouldn't.
That's not a bad record.
No. Do you think if it wasn't an inmate, it would be the same punishment?
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. $100,000 for a hospital is nothing.
Well, they also did give him 80 hours of community service. I don't know if you know that.
If it were a dog, they would have revoked his license.
Yeah, done. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. He would have been fired like a mall Santa that smells like booze. Right, Chris?
That's right. And mall Santas are getting fired left and right. The latest one's actually here in Southern California. Mall Santa and his elf rejected a 7-year-old autistic girl because of her service pit bull that she had while she was standing.
This wasn't, how does she say her name?
Well, I'll tell you who
Absidy?
That's it.
Absidy Santos. Why does that ring a bell?
Because we had her dad on this very program, the number 2 episode of Phil Hewlett and Friends, way back about a year or so ago.
Wow.
She spells her name A-B-C-D-E,
Absidy.
And it's pronounced Absidy.
Yeah.
And she waited in line for 30 minutes in Mission Viejo to meet St. Nick, and he told her, beat it, kid.
No.
Those dogs eat people.
No, he didn't.
That was his response. She said, why can't I? She started crying. Why can't I sit on your lap? Said, those dogs eat people.
That's the Santa that should have gone away
later on,
the police.
Later on said he was allergic to dogs. But he's been fired.
Moly.
Pit bulls do eat people. I mean, he's got a point.
Yes.
Hey, up next I have the 10 strangest things kids have asked mall Santas for. Jay. have asked mall Santas for. And also, it's time to see what your local Cineplex has in store for you this weekend. Manny the Movie Guy joins us next, right here on Phil Hewlett and Friends. It's Phil Hewlett and Friends. Visit our website, philhewlettandfriends.com. We were just talking about the service pit bull in that story before we broke, and the dog's name is Pupcake.
That's cute.
And, again, has been the subject of conversation on this here program in the past, and we have a link on our links page of Phil Hewlett and Friends to Pupcake's Facebook page. And you'll just see how cute the dog is, how docile it is. Even though it could eat a child, right?
It does not eat people.
According to Santa. 10 strangest things kids have asked mall Santas for. A remote control buffalo. This is a survey of Santas, mall Santas around the country. A unicorn that poops rainbows. A penis book. This was a kid that meant to say peanuts but could not pronounce it.
Yeah.
Changed my name to Batman. A box of condoms. This kid was around 8 or 9 years old.
Yeah, he didn't want a little brother or sister.
Apparently not. A lifetime supply of peanut butter so my dog will lick my face forever.
Aw, that's cute.
This kid wanted to know how elves reproduce. A gumball machine filled with avocados.
Okay.
One kid wanted Santa to destroy all Backstreet Boys CDs.
I'm with that kid.
And, okay, let your mind wander on this one. This child asked Santa for the neighbor lady to stop coming over when my mom is at work.
Oh, that's horrible. Wow.
Was dad at home when mom's at work?
Kids notice everything.
Yeah, I guess so. All right. Hey, it's time to talk movies, and joining us live is KMIR-TV Palm Springs movie reviewer and all-around great guy, Manny the Movie Guy. Hey, Manny.
Hi, guys.
Great to have you on once again. All right, today we're talking two Best Actress contenders. They're getting their films in wide release this weekend. Who are they?
That's right. We have Reese Witherspoon for Wild and Julianne Moore for Still Alice. And by the way, thank you for mentioning Palm Springs. Both actresses will be honored at the upcoming Palm Springs International Film Festival. Reese Witherspoon is getting the Chairman's Award for Wild, and Julianne Moore is getting the Desert Palm Achievement Award as well.
All right. Well, see, that this is just one of the steps to getting that Oscar, right?
All the way to Oscar glory. But let me tell you, I enjoyed Wild. It's based on a book by Cheryl Strayed, and of course, it's this woman who walked more than 1,000 miles to cleanse herself of all her past. It sounds hokey, it sounds boring, but it's not. It's actually really, it's interesting the way you see her life get peeled back in layers as we see her in her journey. It's amazing. It's an amazing film. Plus, you know, there's a few female nudity of
oh.
Wait, what was the name of that movie again? Wild? I wasn't paying attention.
Does Reese Witherspoon walk a couple hundred miles nude?
Yeah, Jay perked up quick.
Yeah, it's her. It's actually based on a book, and it's her character trailing the Pacific Crest Trail.
You know what? Wow. Yeah, Reese Witherspoon's onto something here, and I think she's making a very wise move, this whole walking deal. Because look at the acting career of Jennifer Lawrence. She was a nobody. She auditioned for a movie. They sent her away. She came back, auditioned again, and they cast her in that, what was that movie, Winter Bone?
Winter's Bone, I love it.
And all she did was walk the entire movie looking for her dad. And and then now look, she's like the biggest actress on the planet. So Reese Witherspoon knows what she's doing.
Well, but she won Best Actress Oscar already for Walk the Line.
Right. Oh. See, she's already been top of
the list. There's a
formula here.
I hope Reese finally gets her big break here.
Yeah. Right. Now, Julianne Moore, on the other hand, I am predicting that Julianne Moore will win the Best Actress Oscar, will win her first acting Oscar ever. She's an amazing actress. And in this movie called Still Alice, she's a master communicator. She teaches linguistics in school, and all of a sudden, she's starting to forget, and she's starting to forget how to communicate. Mm. And it's a sad, sad thing because she has an early onset of Alzheimer's.
Oh.
Between the two movies, Wild and Still Alice, Wild is a better film. Still Alice is a little playing on the Lifetime hokey side, but between the two actresses, Julianne Moore gives us the much, much, much better performance.
How about that? Okay, good to know. Hey, do you like horror movies?
I love scary films.
How about The Pyramid? It opens tomorrow. Should we care?
You know what? I haven't seen Pyramid yet. I am so sorry, but there's one. If you're going to watch one horror movie this year, watch a movie called The Babadook.
The Babadook?
I've heard of that one.
Australian film, but it's been released. It was released last Friday. It's an amazing, amazing movie. It's really just a story about a mom and her son and how they battle demons from within.
I'm looking at some of the screenshots, and oh my, it looks scary.
Yes, it's a fantastic film. So watch that instead.
Well, the guys over at Rotten Tomatoes liked it too, 98%. See, that's good.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Manny the movie guy, always great to talk with you, and snap Palm Springs into shape, will you?
I will. I know. I'm having fun right now because we have our winter weather right now.
Oh, you get some snow on the ground there?
No, on the mountain.
Oh, okay.
That's the most beautiful part about it. Like, if I want snow, I can go up there.
Yeah.
Hey, did you feel that earthquake this morning or what?
Yes, I did. I was actually in front of my computer. I'm like, what the heck was that?
Yeah.
It was like our live van hitting my office.
Oh, that's funny.
Thank God. It's just a minor earthquake.
All right. Well, Manny, we're thankful that you're here, and we'll talk to you again next week, and enjoy your movies.
Thank you. Yeah, and next week, it's The Hobbit, the Battle of the Five Armies.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Look out for those little guys.
We'll say goodbye to Middle Earth.
Yeah. Oh, great. That's great. Thanks for ruining it for us. All right, Manny, the movie guy. Talk to you next week.
Thank you, guys.
There he goes. All right.
He's got a lot of energy. You know
he
that?
Does, yeah. Julianne Moore, you know, she's got that red hair and that pasty white face.
She's hot.
You like that pasty white look?
Well, I mean, on her.
Yeah.
Yeah, it works for her, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Reese Witherspoon, on the other hand. I've never gotten it with her. She really a great actress?
Yeah, she can cut glass with that chin, too. So.
Wow, are you serious? That's useful. It really is. Very useful. All right, let's see. Where are we real quick? Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Los Angeles made a list. It took me a second to remember.
That was a slow pause.
But Los Angeles made a list that I think we can be very proud about. Right, Aaron?
Yeah, we did make a list for places that are disappointing to travel to. We're number one, and this is voted on Reddit. And the city of Los Angeles is number one on this list. And it's because people say it's uninteresting and that inaccessible. Poor drivers,
yeah.
Poor transportation, and that everything is the whole city's a lie.
More or less, yeah. What do you see here? Restaurants and bars and
yeah.
Voted number one worst place to travel to?
Most disappointing place.
And yeah, and then when you let's go up and see the Hollywood sign. Then you gotta like hike and you don't know where to park.
Yeah, and can you imagine being a 350-pound woman from Nebraska and having to hike to the Hollywood sign?
Yeah. That's not gonna happen. Why are we here again?
You can't do that.
I've always wondered when I lived in Miami why people wanted to come
yeah.
to LA.
Yeah, you go back to where you came from and you're a teacher and then you take it out on the kids, right, Jay?
Well, I would love to do that, but unfortunately, that is not what I would do, Phil. I want to make that clear.
No, it's not what you would do.
No, but a teacher in Washington has actually been issued only a warning, and parents are kind of ticked off for what she did to this kid. Apparently, 8-year-old kid clogged a toilet. Okay?
Okay.
And let's just leave it at that.
Yeah.
Well, the teacher walked in, and she says, all right, well, you got to unclog it. Get your hands in there.
Oh.
That's gross.
She reportedly told the student, hey, it's nothing I haven't done before. Get in there. Dig in. Well, so the kid goes back to class, right? And yeah. everything's fine. But then the kids start teasing the
yeah.
student.
Yeah.
Little uh-huh. 8-year-old guy, right?
Poop hands.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And we know boys are really mean, so.
That's yeah. very true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's very true. So the student went to the mom goes to the principal says, all right, hey, look, you know, if a kid clogs a toilet, yeah. let's not make them stick their hands in there anymore. No, okay?
We have cost restrictions, we can't hire a plumber.
Yeah, all these things, but, you know, just look,
yeah.
find a plunger, yeah. something, don't make them stick their hands in there.
Have the PTA set aside some funds for a plunger yeah. in every class.
Something, you know, let's do something, slap on the wrist. Well, now parents are banding together to go after the principal.
Really?
Because they want her fired.
Oh, come on.
See, I don't agree with that either. But, I mean, sticking your hands in the toilet, that's in a public toilet?
Yeah, that's not a nice punishment. Right
yeah,
there.
That's a little bit over the line, especially well, here in America.
Was it a punishment, well, or was she just being pragmatic?
I don't know, but should you even, a kid even, yeah, have to do that if it was a punishment? That's not nice. The child didn't mean to block the toilet, unless yeah. they did.
Well,
they don't say that.
I'm guessing yeah. they did. I'm guessing this kid stuck the toilet in the flusher or the toilet paper in the flusher, flushed it, drew out the whole roll of toilet paper.
Maybe they just
it.
Had a whole week's unit on fiber, and this kid didn't do his homework.
Right. That or, like, maybe it's the mom's fault for cooking Mexican food the night before. You don't know
beans.
These things.
I think we're jumping. I don't think there's any way that there's human waste in that bowl.
I don't know.
I'm thinking the kid stuck his shirt in there or something. Yeah. You know, it's like, grab your shirt, pull it out of there.
Yeah, I think you've got some experience with this, don't you?
I've shoved a few things down a toilet.
All right. Hey, you know what? If you're over 40, you can't imagine life without a car. You love your car, or you loved some of your past cars, or you dream about owning a classic car, something that takes you back to the age when cars were all great, all of them. Up next, we'll relive some of those memories with a guy who wrote the book called Cars, 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 and we'll compare notes on our love affair with cars right here, next on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing. A cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door. And the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. All right, we're back here on Phil Hewlett and Friends. And remember when your car was everything? You'd pick up your girl, you'd go everywhere, you'd hang out with your friends, you'd change the oil, set the timing. I had a timing stick. Did you have one? Eventually, you'd bring a baby home in that car, a baby that quite possibly was conceived in that car. It's a romantic memory, isn't it? And I'm not sure it exists today, but one guy who will tell us whether it does is the author of the book, Cars, 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 The Vehicles That Drove My Life. It's available in the store at philhewlettandfriends.com right now. His name is Brian LaForest. Welcome to you, sir.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for having me today.
Yeah, same here. Just to let me say beep, beep, just to get this started. Is the romance with cars over or does it continue?
Oh, absolutely. It continues. Sure. I think we still do those things with our cars today, Phil.
Especially the last one you mentioned there, Phil.
The conceiving the babies?
I'll just button my lip on that one, right? yeah, they're a huge part of our lives today, and not just in the hobbyist form, you know, but the ones we take back and forth to the grocery store and you know, the ones that took us to college and back, maybe our first car that we ever had, or maybe the memories of those old station wagons that we used to sit in the back, and I don't know how they were ever allowed to get on the road because they're totally unsafe.
The rear-facing seat that pulled up from the where you put your spare tire?
That's right, with generally no seatbelts, and even if we had them, we didn't use them.
Yeah, who cares about seatbelts back in those days, huh? Does it bother you today, though, that kids these days are in no hurry to get a driver's license? I mean, they don't seem to be in love with cars or the freedom that they bring.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right. I think that's for a couple different reasons. I think the beauty of the automobile has disappeared, really. There are a few that are still trying to keep this going. You know, and that's why we still have the Camaro and the Mustang and the Challenger and the Charger, the Vette and the Viper, that kind of stuff. But I really think the beauty of just a plain Jane four-door, you know, automatic, maybe Dart or something, is I think it's gone.
Yeah, people were known by their cars, right? I mean, they had character, and a lot of cars were modified by the owner as opposed to the cookie-cutter cars that we have now. I mean, every nameplate, as you alluded to, looks more or less the same.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that the individuality is gone from these cars. But, you know, we've even lost some of our makes, too, the Oldsmobile and Plymouth, and you know, I could go on.
Oh, Plymouth. Let's say I want a 1959 Plymouth Sport Fury convertible with the front chairs that swivel. I don't know if you remember that, with the great faux spare tire on top of the trunk.
Oh, yeah.
I'd have to mortgage my house to buy one of those at an auction. So is the dream that we're talking about here just for rich guys?
No, no, absolutely not. Because you're right. If you go to the big-name auctions, Barrett Jackson and Macomb and that kind of stuff, you're going to have to mortgage your house probably. But you could find a car that's in between. You know, like anything in life, there's always an in-between. And so you could find something that kind of meets your wallet right where it is.
We had a we had a primer-colored Belvedere station wagon that my dad got at a police auction.
Nice.
Yeah.
There you go.
And we took that everywhere. We took that up the Kaiser Pass.
Is that like the Griswold station wagon?
More or less, but it had nothing on it except for the coolest thing about those vehicles, the push-button gears on the dashboard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, push-button gears. That was a long time ago, too, so that was kind of revolutionary back then.
That's right. That's right. What was your special car?
Well, I've had everything. I think my oldest car was a 1968. My very first car was a 74 GTO.
Nice. Jeez.
Yeah.
Wow.
Talk about a silver spoon.
Yeah, right. Jeez, oh.
No, because I'm the perfect example of the guy that had to meet, you know, right in the middle there, because it was far from that. It had a lot of problems, and that's where the fun comes in, but... it was a car I wanted so bad. I knew the statistics of it and everything, and I had to have it. And though the driver's door didn't even open, and the seats were ripped, and the car burned oil, and there were holes in the floorboard, and I could go on and on. It was, you know, it was the apple of my eye. You know, I could have had a better one. My dad had a Nova at the time that was brand new, and I could have took that Nova.
Yeah.
But I wanted this car, you know.
And isn't it ironic that GTO, in that condition, were it at Barrett Jackman's auction today, it would bring $90,000.
Oh, easy.
yeah, it might. It might. That was the last of them at that time.
You know what people don't care about is my first car, a 1963 four-door Corvair 700.
Oh, yeah. Well, they didn't care about them back then. The only one that cared about them was Ralph Nader because he was trying to...
Yeah. Oh, but yeah, I used the heater like crazy. We were inhaling the carbon monoxide without worry. But you could, with that, all the weight in the back of that Corvair, because it's had a rear engine, and I took the spare tire. Who needs a spare tire, right? I took it out of the trunk, which was in the front, so I could put my band equipment in there. And so when there's nothing in the trunk and all the weight in the back, you could get that car sideways without even trying. And that was so much fun, just, you know. Skidding around the corners in the neighborhood, scaring all the old ladies and having a great time in a Corvair. Never flipped it once, Ralph Nader.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, is the fun.
See, I did the same thing in a stick shift Corolla.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, until it found a telephone pole.
Yeah, I'm surprised you had a stick shift because, like you mentioned earlier, kids aren't doing that anymore either.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Half the people don't even know how to drive a stick shift.
I don't.
Really?
I
yeah.
do not. No, I've driven one once, and that was it.
Well, I have three daughters, and all three do not know how to drive sticks.
That's a sad state of affairs.
And I had one for a while. I should have taught them, but it's dad's fault. I didn't teach them how to drive stick.
Well, this is what I mean about the individuality being gone because they don't really even offer a stick shift. You know, that it used to be a starting point. You used to be able to walk in and, first of all, order your car. I don't even know if anyone orders cars nowadays. You usually get to pick out of what's on the lot, which is only like three or four colors, too, which I'm going to go there right now.
Well, if you're in the six-figure category automobile, you can order whatever you like. But I think what people are into these days is keyless entry and sitting in the car, and the car recognizes you, and it starts up by itself.
Technology.
And the TV on the dashboard has a rear-view camera, so you don't even have to look over your shoulder
anymore.
So I
can watch Netflix when I'm stuck in traffic. That's all I care about.
Right. Don't text and drive, but you can watch a movie.
And none of that to me is luxurious, but it's not glamorous to me. There's the responsibility of driving is almost completely taken away.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I think the fun of it, as far as purchasing a certain car that you're going to fall in love with, is gone or slim to none. But here's the thing about cars is that we spend so much time with them, we actually develop a relationship with them. You know, a bond forms, and they become our best friend, especially when you need them to get to work, and you need them to get to work in the rain, and you turn on the wipers. And, you know, I mean, they're actually providing stuff for us to help us.
Like when you turn the ignition and it won't start, what do you say? Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Who else do you call baby?
That's right?
I name my cars.
I was just going to say that. A lot of people even name their cars.
Mm-hmm.
What's your car named?
Yeah.
Mine?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Tabitha.
Tabitha?
Yes.
Oh, that was on the list of most popular female dog names.
Yeah.
She's got a sweet two-door coupe. You should see it.
Yeah, that's her name because she's sassy.
What is it?
It's a Mercedes E350, but it's got a cool brown paint job on it, so it's very pretty.
Yeah, it's like burnt umber. It's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. Brown is beautiful today because you don't see it very often.
Yeah.
How about that? Okay, so what's the car that everybody dreams of having? If you were to flip through the pages of your book, Cars, 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 The Vehicles That Drove My Life, Brian LaForest, what's the car?
I think it's going to be the one on my front cover. It's a 2007 Dodge Charger Daytona RT.
Yeah, there you go.
RT.
And RT, yeah, and they actually revived the color for this car from the 70s, from the 60s and 70s. It was called Plum Crazy Purple.
Oh, yeah.
And that's when they even named the colors back then.
Here Come the Judge was in that color, right?
No, that was Pontiac.
Oh, okay. All right. Got to get them mixed up. Hey, we're running out of time here. We're going to send people to the store at philhewlettandfriends.com to get the book Cars, Cars, Cars. Brian LaForest, keep on driving, and we're going to look out on the road for your vehicle as you come down with that RT revving up all the noise.
That's right. Thank you so much for having me on.
All right.
Have a great day.
You too. Happy to have him. Hey, that's it for hour one of the show. There's more coming up, including Apple may be messing with the music on your iPod, and what are the best and worst toys to put under the tree this year? That's coming up next on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot, available now at Walgreens.
I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Ports of Call Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials, as well as the South Bay's best bottomless champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Ports of Call Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsofcalldining.com or call 310-833-3553. You were listening to Phil Hewlett and Friends. Yes, you are. It's hour two of the talk show where you get nothing but fun, informative, sometimes unexpected conversation about the stories you care about. You'll hear from the experts, authors, and others, and we hope to put a little smile on your face along the way. This hour, our tech guy joins us live with yet another reason The counter help at Starbucks doesn't need to look you in the eye. Plus, the most dangerous toys and what you really should be giving your kids for the holidays. The friends are here. Aaron Myers, Jay Campadonia, Chris Martin. I'm Phil Hewlett. Thanks again for tuning in. Let's get things started here. A while back, it seemed like a month ago or so, we were talking about a legal case where somebody wanted to get personhood rights for a chimpanzee. Is that right, Aaron?
Yes, legal personhood. Yes, they were trying to do that for a chimpanzee named Tommy.
I remember Jay supporting that.
Yes.
Yeah,
he
far
loved
from it there, my friend.
Well, then this should make you happy because it was rejected. The New York Appeals Court rejected the animal rights advocates' bid to extend legal personhood to Tommy. And they said, because primates are incapable of bearing the responsibilities that come with having legal rights.
Look at that. Somebody with a brain.
Yeah.
Somebody made an excellent decision.
There you go.
A bunch of jerks, they want to give personhood to chimps, let them do it, and then put them all on the same island and let them live together.
And then they'll overtake the world, probably. Doesn't that what happen? That's what happens in the movie.
Well, thank God that judge had a brain.
Well, I went over to borrow a cup of sugar from Bobo, and he started reaching for my face.
Exactly.
We'll remember this court case when, remember, we talked about Elon Musk, the smart dude that runs
Tesla
mm-hmm. and wants to get that that transportation tube and all that other stuff, and he's sending people to space. Smart guy. But he said that we'll have thinking, feeling robots in our lifetime.
We're doomed.
So different.
Well, remember this case. Will somebody bring robots to court and ask for personhood rights?
You know, that's different, though, because a robot you can program. You control that.
Yes.
You cannot control a wild animal.
But if a robot gets self-awareness and can make its own decisions.
Yeah, but we're all going to be long dead and gone before that happens, so who cares?
Yeah, it'll be a robot planet by then.
Yeah. I mean, they make movies about that stuff, so it's like, you know,
so we'll just
it's all happening.
Look, we'll just sick the robots on the chimps, and we'll bet.
Can you imagine
we'll
that battle?
Chimps versus robots?
Oh.
I think we have a movie now.
Who wins? who would win in a fight, Batman or Spider-Man? No, it's the age-old question.
That's easy. Yeah, Batman loses against every other superhero.
How dare you?
Yeah.
Oh, poor Batman.
How about this guy? It looks like he's on the losing end of outrage in his community, Aaron.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised that this even happened because it's in Salt Lake City and it's Utah and it's cold. Well, I guess a judge issued an arrest warrant for a 77-year-old man who was sunbathing nude in his backyard next to a church parking lot.
Repressed.
They say that kids could see him, but he did tell the officer, that he could do what he wanted on his property. But now they have issued an arrest warrant for him.
What else is he doing on that property?
Eesh.
I don't think we want to know, probably. Oh, but it's got to be, I mean, I'm just thinking, Utah, cold, why would you be sunbathing nude?
We interviewed that lady. What was that television show?
Naked and Afraid?
No. We interviewed one of the chicks and her husband from Alaska.
Slednecks. That's right.
And I said, you know, you guys got to be, you know, you can't sunbathe. And she said, if you lay out on a sunny day, the snow will reflect and give you an even tan.
Right.
So that's all he's doing.
Yeah, freezing.
To think of an out-of-shape 77-year-old guy laying out naked, and that's pretty much all you're going to see at a nude beach. If you've ever been and you're thinking, oh, there's going to be all kinds of beautiful naked people there.
Yeah.
And it's that guy times 100.
Well, if you go in Europe, I wore my bathing suit. But yes, there were some quite attractive people in Europe when I was at a
nude beach. Doesn't matter that
you
said that. We're still going to imagine
it's
that
too late.
You know.
You're already naked in my head. Yeah.
First of all, she's a liar.
I totally am not lying. I totally kept it on the whole time. I'm too modest for that. But
oh, gosh. Why are your cheeks red?
They're not.
Oh, see?
No, bathing suit stayed on.
The
there were some good-looking
Aaron
people to look at. If you're like in Ibiza, I went there.
A little different in Europe than it is here.
Yeah, because here we have McDonald's.
Yeah. And we have people that just can't get out of Disneyland.
Not Disneyland per se, but Disney. Frozen, the movie.
Right.
It's not ever-ending. I know they're going to be making another one soon, but now it's not just for little kids. They are bringing a makeup line, or it's already actually been launched, and they are actually targeting adult women with this makeup line from the movie Frozen. So you can look like Elsa and Anna.
No, you will not look like Elsa FYI.
But, you can try really hard, though.
You can try really hard. You can cake that stuff on for 2 hours every morning, and you will not look like Elsa. I'm sorry. What is with the Disney fascination in adult women? I don't understand that.
Because you want to be a princess. That's what it is, I think. They're all princesses.
You're 45 years old, and you got three kids.
Yeah.
It should be about them, not about you. Because
here's what they need to do. They put on the Mickey Mouse ears, okay, chop off one of their fingers and put the white gloves on, you know, because Mickey's got, what, he's got three fingers and a thumb, right?
Yeah, okay? I think so, okay.
And then borrow a pair of shoes from Goofy, right, because he had some of those Goofy shoes. And just, you know, walk around in a black suit with your fingers chopped off and the mouse ears.
And why would you do that?
Because you're insane.
Oh. Okay.
Gotcha.
Did I mention that I saw that movie, Frozen?
No, you didn't.
You saw Frozen?
I saw Frozen, and I got to tell you, I get the hype.
I get it.
Yeah.
Oh my
Though
God.
I will say this. I don't understand why all the girls are so hyped up about Elsa, because in that movie, Elsa was the bad guy. You know, she like ran off. She froze everybody under snow. She throws her own sister off a cliff, and her sister Anna's there cracking jokes. She's funny. She's, you know,
she's
having a
cool
good
sis.
Time. She falls in love with the handsome prince.
There was a handsome prince in a Disney movie?
Of course there is.
A couple of them.
That's why grown women like it. There's handsome prince and, yes,
Mr. Chris, you need to reach into your wallet and hand over your man card immediately.
No, I still have like three stamps left on my man card.
Oh. Three.
Actually hand it over. So you can punch a hole out of it. But
stamps. This is when you make errors in judgment.
Exactly.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, this whole Disney prince and princess thing. I mean, in reality, you grow up, you sleep in a bed together, and somebody wakes up, and sooner or later, something grouchy is going to happen. Mm-hmm. Isn't that right, Jay?
You know, the GF and I recently moved in together, and it happens to you. You know, you wake up, somebody's ultimately in a bad mood, and you just say the wrong thing, and all hell breaks loose. Guy in Des Moines, taking a nap, and his wife woke him up with a McChicken sandwich. Okay, hey, look, it's time to wake up. Here's a snack. That's cool. Well, apparently the guy grabbed it and chucked it in her face.
Oh.
And then proceeded to go over, pick up the chicken and the bun, and throw it at her again.
Oh.
She called the cops. She told the cops that the guy actually smashed the McChicken sandwich in her face and kept yelling, "I don't like these."
That's a bad reaction for a chicken sandwich.
Is that a reaction punishable by jail time?
I know that he was arrested for assault because she wanted to press charges, blah, blah, blah. Funniest part of the story, in the police report, when the cops showed up to break things up, okay, to, like, separate the two, apparently she had mayonnaise on her face.
Yeah.
And on her shirt.
Officer, I was Mick assaulted.
McSalted?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I just, you know, look, if you're going to live together, you're going to get married, you better like the person. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
That started out as trying to do something nice, it seems.
I know.
Here, I have a chicken sandwich for you. Wake up, honey.
Exactly.
Aww.
I don't like these.
She was served.
Grumpy. Wrong side of the bed.
I love that he threw it, went and grabbed it again and threw it again.
Yeah.
Like I told you. It's like, oh, come on, dude.
Hey, if I said the words Alyssa Milano, would that be a good enough for you to stay tuned for the next segment?
Absolutely.
Yeah. But if I said Alyssa Milano breastfeeding, would you still stick around?
Mm. I don't know.
Okay. Well, that's next on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot, available now at Walgreens.
I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Portsacall Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials, as well as the South Bay's best bottomless champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsacall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553. All right. We confirmed during the break that Erin Myers indeed did not take off even her top when she went to the nude beach in Ibiza.
And that was a disappointing story.
Yeah.
No,
you're
no,
not allowed
no.
to. You're not allowed to tell stories like that unless you're full Monty. Just saying.
Okay. Yeah. I'll remember that for next right. time.
Yeah, but you know what? It's easy. It's low-hanging fruit. If Erin said, okay, I was at a beach and I was not naked. Okay, fine. Whatever you're talking about now, we've just, you know, our brain is locked
on something.
Yeah, I
could care less.
Yeah, right.
What's the next story?
The next story is Alyssa Milano, halfies.
There you go.
Right. Alyssa Milano. Alyssa Milano was recently bombarded by a bunch of Twitter slacktivists after posting breastfeeding pictures on Instagram.
I she guess posted the pictures?
Back in October. She posted them of herself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw
and she said recently that she was really sad about it because human beings shouldn't get upset about seeing a woman breastfeeding her baby. It's not only beautiful, but it's necessary.
Yeah.
So she even went on to say, well, look, why do people support Kim Kardashian flaunting her naked body all over that magazine, paper magazine, and call her brave, but then they jump all over me for breastfeeding my baby?
Good point.
Now, some women did come out in support of her breastfeeding her baby and posting on Instagram, and it actually came out with a new word. Apparently, a breastfeeding selfie is now called a brelfie.
I like it.
A brelfie? Right.
A brelfie.
Oh, my goodness.
A brelfie.
Okay.
Wow.
And I'm going to throw out my opinion. I'm not a big fan of it. Didn't really enjoy looking at it. And I'm going to give you one little reason why. If you found a guy that was surfing through a catalog of brelfies, what would you say that guy was?
Weirdo.
Yeah. He's creepy, right?
Yeah.
So
creeper.
Then what about the person that posts those? Because you're posting it on a national forum that anybody can look at. You're really sort of putting that material out there for creepy people to look
okay,
at.
Okay, yeah,
true,
I mean?
And, but here's
and
true.
I think there's
yeah.
a difference between that and yeah. the artistic form of modeling sort
yeah.
of
but here's the thing.
Nudity.
All right, so the firemen at the firehouse, they have the calendar, right? Yeah.
yeah.
And then there's the local whoever, the ice girls for the hockey team, and they mm-hmm. put out the bikini calendar, right? Okay. Is there not somebody sitting at home doing stuff we'd rather not talk about with those calendars?
Absolutely. You know what? That's the thing. Remember the Facebook page I told you guys about dedicated to Katy Perry's feet?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
What am I going to do?
No, favorite.
I'm going to say,
you.
Look,
not you. Katie I don't want to know what you would do.
Look, it's Katy Perry's feet. Okay, great. Off to the next thing.
Right, but I mean, you can't get away with anything. I like the because it's mothers bonding with other mothers. You know, like, this is how I breastfeed. This is what I do during breastfeed. Blah, blah, blah.
All
blah, blah.
The techniques of breastfeeding.
Can we just yeah. get over the okay. whole thing? And all right, ladies, just whip them out whenever you feel like
thank
it. That
you,
way,
Phil.
When you're breastfeeding, we're not going to think twice about
thank
it.
Thank you. And if a man tells you got to put them away, there's a reason. So
yeah.
do it.
Yes.
Oh, you're just on our roll today.
Well,
wow.
You don't want to look at that either, do you? I mean, look, cool. if a big fat guy was walking around your nude beach, you would be like, hey, dude, really?
I'd probably put my glasses on or go look the other direction maybe.
Yeah.
With the mole and the hair coming out
oh,
of it.
Oh, Phil!
Somebody call 911. Hey, you know what? Kids learn at a very young age that you should call 911 if there's an emergency. And I'm not sure getting Legos for Christmas constitutes an emergency, but it might be if you're a little kid. Police in Wisconsin just released a report about a 911 call they got a few weeks ago. Someone called 911 and hung up, so the cops traced the call back and went to the house. See, they can do that. That's how the 911's set up. And when they got there, they found that the call came from a 6-year-old boy and his 3-year-old brother, and they explained to the police in their 6-year-old and 3-year-old voices that they were trying to get in touch with Santa.
Oh, that's cool.
Cute.
The cops told them 911 is not a good way to reach Santa, and they slapped the cuffs on him and took him to the station.
No,
they didn't do that.
And that's where they got to meet Santa, because he was already there.
Yes. No, but they did. They just told him, no, look, boys, 911 is not a good way to reach Santa. Now you stay here and act good, and we're out of here.
Okay. Santa, you have to write him a letter. That's a given.
If you call 911 again for one of these silly reasons, we'll haul your dad away.
Yeah, now you're talking.
Yeah.
Did your guys' parents ever threaten to take you to jail when you misbehaved as a kid?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not the only one? Yeah. My parents used to tell me they'd drop me off.
No.
Get locked up.
No, my parents just threatened to hit me with something.
And see, then like when the, remember the PSAs? If you're being abused, call 1-800, I don't know, I'm getting my head knocked around or something, whatever it was.
Yeah, right.
That was the one, that was the ticket. Like your mom and dad would be like, you're going to get the spoon, you're going to get the belt, you're going to get a spanking.
I'm going to call the number.
Do it. Just go ahead and do it. At that point, they're so enraged because you're smart mouth. Just do it. I'll give them a reason to haul me away.
And then child services shows up.
It's like, my kid's just got a smart mouth. Okay, have a good day. See you.
By the way, Tuesday night in Scottsdale, Arizona, we haven't had a story out of Scottsdale in a while. A 13-year-old kid tried to channel Santa.
I saw that.
Yeah. When he got locked out of his house and decided to get in through the chimney, firefighters had to come and rescue him.
I love that. He got stuck, and he actually wiggled around enough to pull out his cell phone. Did you hear the cell phone call?
No.
It's like really echoey. He's like, I'm stuck in a chimney. Operator, you're what now? I'm stuck in my chimney.
How old was the kid again?
13.
13. Yeah. When is that a good idea? When you're like 13 should know better, right?
I don't know. Yeah, you should know better. And when you're a grown lady, you know, in your 50s, you should know better, Jay, when you're making a lot of noise and the neighbors can hear what's going on and they'd probably rather not hear what's going on in this case.
Well, they probably just get jealous, to be honest with you. A 53-year-old woman and her husband of 38 years, they love to do it.
Is that the story?
They love to do it.
Oh, there's more to the story.
Do what?
So, the hibbity-dibbity because it's a family show, Chris. Stop it.
Yes.
So, evidently, the neighbors do not like it because she tends to be a little bit loud. And they had a metal headboard.
Metal?
Yeah. So, the cops would come every single time. So the neighbors decided to try and change it up. So they would have sex at different times. They switched the metal headboard for a wood headboard, see if they can calm some of the noises down a little bit. Well, after 30 times of the cops being called, the woman was slapped within what's called, this is over the pond over there in England.
Yeah.
It's called an antisocial behavior order. It's basically probation, right? Yeah. Well, the next morning, she felt a little randy.
Uh-oh.
Here comes the loud sex noises again. Cops show up, and she had to spend 12 weeks in jail. Can you imagine that?
Oh, my gosh.
For having loud sex.
Wow. Do they live in an apartment?
Like, they're so close together over there. Yeah. You know?
So they gave her another ASBO?
Yeah. Good one. I like that.
Antisocial behavior order.
That's right. ASBO. Wow. Evidently, so they're keeping a close eye on her, and I don't know if she's,
Well, what do they expect to happen while they're watching?
They're keeping a close eye on the situation.
Yeah, they're really watching.
Not the situation. The situation.
If we watch her long enough, something might happen spontaneously.
She said she felt like kind of a jerk because people would ask in jail, so what are you in for? And she goes, well, I'm loud when I have sex.
I'm a screamer. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. Now, on the other hand, you have Bill Cosby.
Oh, God. Jeez.
He's a screamer?
What a U-turn.
The ladies allegedly couldn't make any sounds.
Oh.
When they were having sex with Bill Cosby. That's true. The allegations. Mm-hmm. And we have some updates to this. Bill Cosby's actually come out and spoken a little bit to folks who've come to his defense. Is that right, Chris?
He has. And I think a lot of people were asking for a while, why isn't Bill Cosby speaking out and defending himself after facing all these rape allegations? And it's a good question, but he finally did speak out. I guess if you want to call social media speaking out, which I guess nowadays it is.
Yeah, that's the way we speak now.
Yeah, so he took a minute to jump onto Twitter and send thank you messages to Whoopi Goldberg and Jill Scott. And thank them for not really defending him, because I read what they had said on his behalf. And it was more like, we're going to reserve judgment and sort of not, you know, nail him up right now. So they weren't really saying he's innocent. I'm sure he is. But, so they defended him. Now, the other interesting thing is did you guys see what Gloria Allred said when she jumped in on this? Which, of course, you knew she was going to jump in on it.
Oh, yeah.
She's challenging Bill Cosby to put up $100 million of his money into a fund for the victims, then drop all the statute of limitations on the previous allegations so that way he can go to court and defend himself. You know, she's just basically saying, hey, look, if you think these women are dishonest, go to court and prove it. Let the legal system have it out.
Well, it's one or the other. It's either, look, you drop the statute of limitations and you go to court and you plead your case, or You set up a fund for $100 million. You let a pack of retired judges figure out how much money needs to go where, and we'll all be done. We'll all walk away.
Oh, so a way of saving face, sort of. Like, this is a way that it'll get this out of the media faster. It's still going to take a while. You're going to be prominent in the media for a while, but at least...
If you set up the fund... You can let all of the piranhas jump on the story.
Yeah.
You can let a pack of judges.
Mm-hmm. And it's a good thing they run in packs.
Right. You can, they'll figure it out and then they'll divvy up how much needs to go where.
Yeah.
So it's one or the other. Because in some of the cases, the statute of limitations is already passed. They were adults over the age of 18.
All of them except for one at this point.
One, yeah. Right. Which in California, there's no statute of limitations for statutory rape in California.
Yeah.
That's why when the woman claims she was assaulted when she was 15, she can sue.
Yeah.
She'll get a paycheck. Just saying.
All right.
Well, it doesn't sound like he's done it for over 30 years, according to most of these cases.
Does that absolve him?
No. No, not at all. I don't think so.
All right. Interesting story for sure. Because we all used to love him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have we fallen out of love with him? Hey, by the way, now it's simpler than ever to prove you're not a robot. Does that make any sense to you? Our tech guy will explain why that does make sense, and he joins us live next, right here on Phil Hewlett and Friends. All right, it's Phil Hewlett and Friends. I'm Phil. Aaron, Jay, and Chris are here, and we're talking tech. That's right. Jeremy Antoconi is here with us. Jeremy, happy Thursday to you.
Happy Thursday to you. How we doing?
Doing pretty good. You know what? When we log on to stuff these days or when we fill out forms and you get down to the very bottom, they've got that picture, and the pictures are getting more creative. Some of them make you do a math problem. Others make you just type in a word. And sometimes you can't even tell what the word is. So you hit that little refresh, and they give you a different word. What's that? Is that called a CAPTCHA?
It's a CAPTCHA, and that stands for a completely automated public Turing test to tell computers and humans apart, if that's not a frickin' mouthful.
Yeah, well, that's why they call it CAPTCHA instead of all of that.
Those things are awful. I can't stand those things, and they seem to be getting more and more complicated and harder to decipher. And, of course, I'm not a robot, and I'm having trouble with them. And so it turns out that we may have been wasting our time for years on this because computers are now able to finish them successfully 99.8% of the time.
Oh.
So, you know, we're sitting there struggling with filling out these stupid little things.
To prove that we're not robots.
And they already are bypassing them. So, as it turns out, some Google researchers have found a way that they may be able to determine whether or not you're a human. Well, at least for now, of course. The folks that write the software that tries to get around them, of course, is going to continue trying to get around them. But you may now get a box that just says, I'm not a robot, that you simply need to click on, and then you get through without having to try to decipher this whole, you know, nasty string of letters and numbers and so forth.
And that isn't easy enough for somebody to write a script and let the robot click the box.
Well, what they're doing is actually looking at the website that you came from, where you were actually signing up, how and where the mouse is actually moved on the screen and how steady it is. So they're able to, you know, kind of track the mouse and really see, you know, is this a, you know, a what seems like a pre-programmed path of a mouse going and clicking on something, or if it's, you know, more variant and maybe an actual individual that's doing it. So they're able to determine with a pretty high degree of accuracy right now whether or not you're a robot just simply by how you're moving the mouse on the page.
And so why don't they just tap into our webcam and just take a look at us while we're working at it now?
Well, that wouldn't be creepy at all, would it?
No, not at all.
They're watching.
You know, what is creepy sometimes, though, is when you're trying to order a coffee at the Starbucks and the person behind the counter has no people skills. And maybe we may not even have to worry about that anymore, the way things are going.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, and Starbucks has been kind of a pioneer in the terms of mobile payments. We've, of course, heard a lot about Apple Pay in the last few months. But you know, Starbucks has actually been doing mobile payments for quite some time. And an article just came out that showed that about 15% of their transactions are using their mobile apps. So people are prepaying for their Starbucks cards and then using their mobile app to scan on the little barcode reader when they get to the cash register. But just this week, they're actually launching a new campaign, taking this one step further. So if you're in Portland, Oregon, you'll now be able to place your order, pay for your drinks, and go directly to the counter to skip the line entirely. So certainly looking for ways to improve the user experience and kind of make that a frictionless process. So, you know, the line is, of course, one of the big.
So now all you have to do is go to that little area where they have a whole bunch of drinks there with people's names misspelled mm-hmm. on them and decide which one is yours.
Yeah, yes. But doesn't your coffee get cold?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, are we just moving the line from one side of the counter to the other side of the counter?
Exactly. It
sounds like initially it's going to be great, but you know, I think that as more and more people do this, that we may just be moving the line from one side of the room to the other.
Yeah exactly. All right. Now, there are all kinds of ways for people to get music these days, and people are storing their music on the cloud, but they're still storing music on their device, and it all depends on where they got it. Maybe you got it from Google or from Amazon or from Rhapsody. There are so many places where you can get music. And there's a lawsuit that maybe Apple doesn't like it when you get music from other places.
Yeah, Apple is well known for creating, you know, end-to-end experiences. They want to own the entire process from the hardware and the software to the services that people are using. And, of course, they're designed to work together. And, of course, their goal is to make it as seamless and functional user experience as possible. And they really don't like letting other people play in their sandbox. Well, a new class action lawsuit seeking $350 million in damages accuses Apple of playing pretty dirty here. So, according to the suit, if iTunes detected music from a competing service like Real or one of the other services that people were buying music from back in, you know, 2007 to 2009, you would oftentimes get an error message that really was kind of generic. It didn't say what the problem was, but it encouraged you to factory reset your iPod. Ooh. And it turns out that behind the scenes, they were scanning for competing services, having music on the computer, and then, of course, prompting people to reset their device if it was found. And so, of course, they claim that it's a security measure and that they were trying to, you know, make sure that people had a safe experience and that the generic message was to avoid confusing users. But really, I mean, that's kind of shady. After you reset your device, the music from the competing services would have been deleted. And then, of course, there's no message saying, hey, we deleted your music, you know, enjoy.
So but they can do this and they can get angry about it. But at the same time, I have to thank them for some stupid U2 album that's been on my phone.
Are we still talking about the U2 album?
It is such a pain in the butt. Every time I get in the car and the album cover is unbelievably offensive. It's just like, no, I don't want that on my phone. But I have to thank them for that, yet I can't go to Spotify and download, you know, a George Strait song. How dare I?
You know, I'm impressed by Jeremy's ability to stand on the other side of the fence of Apple and talk about a story that's negative in light towards them. Because well, I know that Jeremy is a big-time Apple groupie.
You know, I make my living from Apple products. I develop mobile applications, and I use them and so forth. But, you know, this is just, you know, this is dirty. This is not cool for anyone to do. And so, you know, I certainly am not against, you know, pointing out things that I think are wrong. And an interesting twist to this one, before his death, Steve Jobs actually was recorded in video testimony. The video was never made public, but it is expected to be used against the company. And of course, they're also digging out some emails from Steve Jobs that, you know, he was notorious for putting things in writing that he probably shouldn't have. But supposedly there are documentation that shows that he was willingly trying to block competition. And so beyond the grave, he was expected to be testifying.
There's always a solution in technology, Jeremy. I mean, wouldn't it have been better had they taken a different tact, perhaps saying, hey, look, we know you've got all these songs that you downloaded from other sources back in 2007 to 2009, but the technology has improved so much that all of that music can be experienced with such higher fidelity now. Why don't you, at a discount, we'll let you upgrade all of those songs through iTunes. And then when you download the iTunes upgraded, you know, better quality audio, better, you know, sample rate, whatever it is, Then the other songs go, the other versions go away, and now you've got all your iTunes at the user's choice, though.
Certainly sounds like a reasonable way to go about it. Probably could have generated some revenue from it, but instead, they decided to be jerks and try to be underhanded, and looks like they might have to pay for it.
Yep. Come on, technology people, embrace technology. That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
That's right.
Jeremy, we know you do that, and we love talking with you, and we'll check in with you again next week.
Sounds good, guys. Talk to you then.
There you go. All right, now, before you rush out to the stores to buy the hottest toy for your kid, and I didn't say little brat, I said for your kid, you need to hear what our next guest says about those trendy toys and how long your kid will even care about it. That's coming up next on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot, available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing, a cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. It's Phil Hewlett and Friends, and what is the hot toy this year? Is it that drone with the four propellers on it? Is that it?
Or
is
I know some... I want one.
Yeah, me too. But that's for bigger kids. How about Frozen toys? They have those?
Oh, yes.
From the movie, not toys that you keep in the freezer.
Yeah.
Oh, I have the whole collection.
Do you?
Yeah.
Man card.
Told you I like
that. Number two.
That's punch number two today.
Right, in one show. Anyway, I really have no idea what the hot toy is this year. Whatever it is, chances are your kid will tire of it in a hurry. So then what do? Innovative play expert Paige Olson is here to talk about this with us. Paige, nice to talk with you.
Thanks for having me back.
Now, they want that toy. I want that toy!
I understand.
That kid in Toys R Us, don't you want to just smack that kid? I want it!
Phil.
Anyway, if they don't get that toy, they'll never know whether they like it long term, right?
Well, that might be true, but my question is, why are you even putting your child and yourself in that position in the first place?
Yeah, go outside.
Peer pressure, commercials on TV, everybody's got to have that toy.
Yeah, and that toy looks really cool and really shiny and really super cool right then in the store while it's neatly packaged and all shiny and stuff. But that toy, you as a parent need to know more about that toy and also about your behavior that's influencing your child to want that toy.
Oh, it's always our fault. So what do you do then?
I'm not saying it's our fault, but we do have a little bit more wisdom, I hope, than our...
I know. So then what do you do then? You get them something else because you know better?
No, you don't get them something else because you know better. But what you do is you listen to what, hopefully you've been listening to what your kids are interested in. And so when you go to buy toys and you go to do Christmas or birthday or whatever, but what we're talking about Christmas, is when you go to do the holidays, what you're doing is you're thinking about what your child is going to play with, what your child is interested in. It's not about whatever they play with down at Johnny's house. Mm. I don't know how many times, if you guys are parents or when you were kids, Johnny had something, and so you thought, oh, if he plays with that all the time at Johnny's house, I'm going to buy one for him too, and then he never plays with it at home.
Yeah,
and it's because he plays with it with Johnny at Johnny's house, and vice versa. Johnny comes to your kid's house or to your house because of things your kid has. It encourages friendships and communication.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's how it used to be. I mean, you talk about our childhood. All the great toys I ever played with belong to my friends.
Well, of course.
Yeah, because you can destroy them. Yeah. See, you can destroy their toys. You break your toy and you're screwed.
Yeah.
It should be the way it is today, too. I mean, why should today be any different as far as that kind of thing as it was when you grew up or I grew up or our grandparents grew up? I mean, when my kids are 19 and 20, 21, they had the same thing. Kids came here to play certain things, and they went to their friends' houses to play certain things.
Yeah, And we're getting our kids too many toys, just the
and the wrong kind. I call them dead end toys.
Well, what's the wrong kind of toy then? Give us an example.
Dead end toys. There are two kinds: plastic toys that break in a moment.
Yeah.
Over purchasing electronics. I purchased electronics. I'm talking about over purchasing electronics and making that the only thing that your child engages in. And number two is what I call dead end toys. Yeah. And these are toys where there's one way to play with them.
Yeah.
They break really fast, and they don't engage the child, and it's not, I mean, listen, a stuffed animal is one of the greatest toys that you can buy, or a doll or something, because they can use it when they play teacher, and they can use it when they play veterinarian and animal farmer and construction
worker. What kind of
kids
did you have?
Come on, it takes the place of your imaginary friend.
Oh, I guess.
Hey, listen, your frozen stuff is okay because, again, it leads to imagination. It can start with frozen, but then you can create your own Disney stuff. You can go play with your daughter, you know.
But that remote control helicopter, it's going up and down in a minute and it's over.
Well, if you crash it, it's over, and then there's tears and you want a new one and it's expensive. And if your child is into electronics and remote control and will tinker with it and play with it and fix it and stuff, it's the right gift. And that's the important thing. Is it the right gift for your child?
Paige Olson, I've been kind of looking around to see what it is that you do online, and I see a bunch of posts on Pinterest, I think this is you, of toys, and I saw this one, and it intrigued me, and I thought, that is perfect. There's a kid playing with PVC pipe.
Oh, yeah, that's me.
That is you? Oh, good. Because there's another Paige Olson who I think is a porn star. And we just
Okay.
That's great. I mean, I know there's a realtor and there's a... Yeah,
yeah, no. But she's got an I in her name and you do not. So I just so we know the difference. Okay, so just the same. So take us through this.
Fun thinking it was you for a while, though.
Yeah,
just
but
saying.
We corrected it in a hurry. But the PVC pipe thing, I mean, think about that. The kid is 5 or 6, and by the time he's 9, he'll be a journeyman and can join the plumbers union.
Listen, it's one of the greatest toys on the face of the earth because they can play. I mean, my kids, you know, one of the first ways that they did use PVC pipe was to make their own guns for military play. And we won't go into military play, but I'm one of these parents that thought, oh, no, and then I let it go, and it was the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Oh, come on. You got to do it. I mean, for the parents who think, don't.
If you do it right, it is the best thing your child could ever do, and it leads to an understanding of how horrible war is, an understanding of war is great. So
as long as they're clear that they do not, under any circumstance, kill their friends during war play.
No, but they learn about stuff. Oh, my gosh, I have more pictures. You guys would probably love what my kids did, but, you know, whether it's making guns or cannons or building structures with it. My kids would build tents.
So do you give them the glue, too?
Well, no, they don't glue them together, so they can take them back apart.
Yeah, and sometimes that's the hardest thing, you know, if the weather changes and from hot to cold,
true.
you can't separate
them. They swell up, yeah.
Okay, here's what my kids did. So they were inside the house. Yeah. They were outside the house.
Yeah.
It didn't matter. And what we did is they built, with hammers and nails and saws, a wooden holding place for them, so that they could, when they took stuff apart, they could put them back.
Yeah.
And then they would have a new supply when the new bunch of kids came over to build whatever it is that they needed to build.
And that's when they learn a great lesson about spiders inside that little shed there. You know what? Comment on this. I thought this was a great idea. And, of course, Legos are about as big as a toy can possibly get. And they've got Minecraft Legos, and I don't know if you know what Minecraft is, but the kids and some grown-ups, for that matter, spend hours a day playing this game online with their friends, I think, and combining those two together, you're never going to see your kid again.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, okay, it's a popular game, but I know it sounds like it's an offshoot of their Legos. Do you remember when Legos came out with Lego movies?
Yeah.
You could make your own movie and put it on the computer, and my kids get from making Lego movies to involving them. They learned that they could film themselves.
How'd that go? It worked out all right?
Oh, they filmed themselves doing Legos. They took it inside, outside. I mean, it was a great interface with electronics that allowed for a huge expanse of experimentation and learning. It was that's a positive electronic toy.
Yeah, see, your kids are going to have to be 25, 26 before they thank you for all of this, because honestly, they still want all the toys that their friends have. But and a lot of parents who are listening right now are thinking, okay, I want my house to be the toy refuge. When all the other kids come over, they're going to want to play at my kids. We can keep an eye on them because they're here, because we have the best toys.
See, I would be the complete opposite. Yeah, go to Johnny's.
Really? Get the kids out of the house?
Yeah. Go to Johnny. I need 15 minutes. Please. Now, what about a ball, Paige? Like, balls never go out of style. Football, baseball, basketball.
They never go out of style. I mean, big lot. I mean, marbles all the way up to basketballs and soccer balls and balls that, you know, that collapse and balls that don't. I mean, balls are the greatest thing because you can use them for anything.
Just be careful because the choking hazard Nazis are going to come after you.
Yeah, with the marbles, yeah.
Oh, you know, the choking hazard Nazis. Okay, helicopter parents are going to come after you anyway.
Yeah.
And you just have to, you have to be wise and do some teaching and do some guiding and being there. And in response to, you know, I love the kids to come here because actually I got free time when they were here.
Oh, because they get entrenched in what they're doing, right?
They get entrenched in what you're doing. They don't want you there, but they want you around the perimeter. It was the best time. We used to go over to each other's houses, and we would actually, the adults would get to visit.
All right. Now, if you want it, that's a great idea. But if you really want to lose your kids, Chris, how do you do that?
Well, I was just curious about whether or not something like Xbox, is that a positive electronic toy, Paige?
You know, I don't think so. I think the Wii's okay if it's used correctly. My son's living at a residential fire station right now, and one of the many, many things they do is play Wii together. And I think that's fine as long as it's family fun and interacting, and as long as there's a time limit established so that you also do this other stuff. The problem with just doing electronics and thinking in your mind it's okay is you're going to cause a problem for them later in life if they aren't playing with balls and building soap box derbies and playing with PVC pipe and doing all those kinds
of things. What's a residential fire station, Paige?
A residential fire station? These are volunteer firefighters that actually live at the fire station and they're paid according to a lot of different stuff. But
you said your son, and I'm thinking like an 8-year-old kid. And I'm okay.
No. We're talking a 21-year-old young man. But he started, you know, he did play some games on the computer, but it was only a part of. And they were certain games, and I never allowed him to do the online stuff and all that kind of stuff because I didn't want him to get addicted.
Yeah.
I wanted him to go outside and build with PVC pipe and hammers and nails.
So did you have the knockdown dragout when he said he wanted a Furby and you wouldn't get him one?
He never wanted one. He never had those interests because from the time he was a little boy, as a child, he engaged with PVC pipe and foam floor tiles.
Yeah.
And
so the old bubble wrap in a box. Here you go, kid. Have at it.
Oh, bubble wrap in a box is awesome.
Hey, Paige, how can we learn more about you and your teaching about toys?
I have a website, and it's Paige without an I, Page hyphen Olson, olson.com.
All right, we'll link to you.
Yeah.
Very good. Nice to talk with you, and have happy holidays. We know you're going to get all the right toys for your kids and whoever else. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, Paige. Hey, we love your comments. Click contact at philhewlettandfriends.com. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. Thanks to our executive producer, Mike Stark, our producer, Brooke Peterson, our production assistant, Nick Wright. For Aaron Myers, Jay Capadonia, and Chris Martin, I'm Phil Hewlett. Can't wait to talk with you next time here on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Portsacall Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials, as well as the South Bay's best bottomless champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsacall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553.